Hey guys, welcome to today's podcast. I hope you're ready for an intense one because I want to just get real. Also, I'm feeling like a phoenix today. I feel the fire happening. I just feel like going. Today is the anniversary of my accident. And this time last year, I was in a wheelchair and now I am out of a wheelchair. I'm jogging and I'm ready to go. I'm just getting started, right? But hey, I want to talk about you and I want to talk about something that, you know, you might need to hear. I want to talk about motivation. I want to talk about emotions. I want to talk about those things because those are the things that will actually move you forward. And what's crazy is we talk about motivation, but we don't talk about emotions with motivation because emotions can change your motivation. If you feel tired, if you feel sad, if you feel depressed, guess what? Those are the things that are going to hold you back from going forward. And I want you to redirect your thoughts when you're in these moments. You need the highs and the lows to get anywhere. You have to have the happiness. If you don't have the happiness, you can't appreciate the sadness. If you can't appreciate the sadness, you can't appreciate the happiness. You have to have both. Emotions are such a wonderful thing and they're part of life. So either you can view them as a horrible thing, because here's the thing, they're gonna be here no matter what you do, say, or think about them. It is like an elephant in a room. You can't just cover your eyes. You know the elephant's in the room even after you cover your eyes. So let's just acknowledge the fact that emotions are a part of life. You simply just can't not feel. So what do you do with emotions? Well, some emotions, like let me talk to some girls who are high-level analytical thinkers, i.e. Melody. I'm a very analytical person. Actually, if you ask my mom, my friend Emily actually asked my mom this in the hospital, but my mom told her that I was an introvert and I'm still an introvert and nobody believes that, but I am naturally born an introvert and I do not like pushing myself out in public. I don't like being in the spotlight, which you guys are like, what? Like you're always posting on social media. Imagine how uncomfortable that is for me being an introvert to put my guts out there for the world to examine. It is super uncomfortable for me, but I know I have to do it because I know that it's helping people. And it's a sacrifice, and I say sacrifice, that I take because I know that I know it's what God's calling me to do. And I shared earlier on Facebook that, hey, God will teach you along the way. So I literally am stepping out in faith going, okay, Lord, I'm sharing you. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm trusting that you'll teach me along the way. And guess what? He's been showing me so much along the way. He's in every single opportunity, every single moment, God stepped up and has helped me along the way. And I keep saying along the way. And I kind of want to say ATW, along the way, because you guys have to start moving. You have to start taking action. Sometimes just sitting there and talking yourself out of something is the most detrimental thing you can do because you need experience. So sometimes if you're like, okay, I don't know if I should do this, you know, number one, ask yourself, is it legal? Because obviously if it's not legal, you probably shouldn't be doing it. But you guys know what I'm talking about. There's a difference. There's a dream that you have that you know, I know I'm talking to somebody out there. You have this dream and you've been putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. Well, that is called procrastination. There's nothing attractive about that. So get up, get moving. Today is the day to start doing something for it. And tomorrow you do something else. It may be small. It may be making an outline. It may be, what do I need to even start this? And writing out what you would need. But start somewhere. Start small. Do small things every day. Because that small 1% over 100 days is going to equal to what? 100%, right? You're not just going to jump from 0 to 60 in a Prius, right? You're not a Tesla. You haven't done the work to become a beast, a motor, a machine, okay? So just recognize yourself for who you are. Doesn't mean you get depressed. It means you're like, I'm on a mission to become the best badass version of myself, and I'm going to do this. But you have to acknowledge the part of you that's human and has emotions. When you have emotions, you have to ask yourself where they're coming from. Now, the next time you want to feel upset about the fact that you're feeling sad or that you got down, I want you to think of a work of art. And I've never been to a museum where I've looked at art and it's just been all light, right? Like, that would be boring. In fact, if it was all light, it would be a blank canvas. Who wants to walk around a museum looking at blank canvases all day long? No, we love the contrast. We love the colors. We love the dark gray that contrasts the blue skies. We love the contrast. We love the color. Life is like a painting, and God is painting your story. And you're sitting there looking at all the dark, the darkness of it and the grays, you're not realizing that darkness is not meant to draw you into darkness. It's meant to contrast the best days of your life, because the best days of your life, if they haven't happened yet, they're coming. My best days of my life are happening now. I'm walking, I'm doing things I've never done before. I'm stepping out of faith and I feel great. But I had to conquer the worst, darkest, deepest depression. And guess what? It was a long time coming. It was years. So if you want to conquer that depression, you got to know that that dark moment in your life, that contrast, guess what? It's going to highlight and make that sunshine so much brighter. Because if I just throw yellow on a blank canvas, great. I've got a little watercolor going on. It's just white and yellow, you know. But if I've got black and yellow, you know, black and yellow, black and yellow. If I have black and gray on behind that yellow, it's going to make that sunshine stand out. God is making you stand out in your grief, in your sadness, in your depression. He is using that to refine you. I know it's not comfortable. I know it sucks. But if you don't go through this, you can never become all that He wants you to be. Is God punishing you? 110%? No. But He's allowing what the devil tried to use to destroy you. He's giving you a choice. I love when people are like, oh, you know, God's going to use your pain to like lead people to the Lord. No, it's my choice. I have to choose. You have to choose. Because guess what? We have a decision in life that we have to make. And we have to choose who we're going to be in the midst of trial. And we can choose to say, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to reflect God. And I'm going to acknowledge the fact that He trusted. He allowed this to happen to me because He's trusting me to show the world who He is. But a lot of people don't make that choice. It is a decision you have to make. Does it feel natural? No, it will never feel natural. But the thing is when you finally grasp the concept of what pain is and the purpose of pain, it becomes easier because you recognize, number one, that this is not just a battle. This is a battle, a spiritual battle. It's not just a fleshly battle. This is an emotional battle. This is so many more layers to here than what meets the eye. And you got to recognize that. See, the problem is so many of us are in denial about what we're going through that we're too scared to get real about how we're really feeling. And I was talking to my trainer, shared this yesterday. And she said, you know, it's funny, like people, they're like looking around at people who have it all figured out. But really, like the rest of them, that they appear that they have it figured out, they're really just crying on the inside like a winner. And it made me think of that movie from The Other Woman. It's called The Other Woman, where the mistress basically tells the wife, this is what Carly tells me to do, cry on the inside like a winner. Like, people do that. But, you know, and if you do that, like, no judgment, right? But that's totally, like, your choice. But the reality is that nobody has their life figured out. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you're going to feel a lot better about yourself and the sooner there's less pressure. I want to talk to people who are kind of wired like me, natural introverts who don't like getting out there, don't like, you know, trying new things, would rather have other people do it. Here's the thing about me. I would rather have somebody else do what God's calling me to do. I'm like Moses, right? I'm like, let's send Aaron. He talks better, because I frankly haven't always talked the greatest. In fact, there wasn't that long ago I couldn't even speak at all. So total justice, you know, valid excuse, right? But can I talk now? Yes. So is that a valid excuse anymore? No. I mean, that's just I'm afraid. I don't want to. But God says to me, do not be afraid, right? Do not be afraid. But what am I? I'm afraid. But does that fear come from God? No, because He's telling me don't be afraid. The fear I have is from the devil, because he wants to stop me from the blessing I could be to the world. The devil will use emotions. He'll actually get you believing something. It's not even real. And you're like, wait, think about this. He's been doing this since the beginning of time. Think about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, why did they stumble? They stumbled because what? Satan didn't just give a blatant, blatant lie. Because here's the thing. Human beings are not stupid. He said, did God really say? He questions God's words, right? And he basically say, did God really say? Did God really say? Maybe he's doing that to you today. Did God really say he has a purpose for your life, or are you just imagining it? Did God really say that you matter? Did God really say he's going to bless you with this? He's never going to blatantly, just bluntly lie to you. He's always going to take some version of the truth and skew it just a little bit to knock you off track. Because here's the thing. You could be traveling down a road that is straight, and if Satan can only alter you 5 degrees, 10 degrees, you are off track. And the longer you go those 5 degrees, that 5 degrees becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, because the longer you travel, what? Farther away you get from that straight and narrow line. So it's super important to know that Satan has been in the business of getting you to be misunderstood, having you misunderstand people and causing confusion. But the Bible says that God is not a God of confusion, right? So if you have peace, it's from God. If you have confusion, it's not from God. So we know the great thing is we have the Bible. It's most misunderstood. I don't know why we don't read it more, because the Bible tells us so much about life. You want to understand life? Read a proverb a day. You want to have wisdom? Read a proverb a day. Well, I don't want to read a proverb a day for the rest of my life. It will be the best 2-3 minutes you will spend of your life, because you will learn how people work. You will actually learn science. In Proverbs, it says that the words you speak become the house you live in. Years later, we're talking hundreds, you know, hundreds of years later. Actually, thousands if you want to think about it, when Proverbs was written, versus now we're being told that how we speak, what, dictates our life, how we think. So how we think is how we speak. So our thoughts matter. Proverbs has been talking about this, and it's in the Bible. So let's talk about how we think, how it matters. How you think will alter your emotions. So in our life, I'm going to try to get this podcast short. I'm talking fast because I'm motivated. I'm feeling like hyped today. I hope you're feeling hyped today. But the thing is how you think comes out in your life. So that's why your thoughts matter. You've heard this before. Your thoughts matter because, number one, we're very complex, calculated people. We're like a Rubik's Cube. There was a person in my life that I honestly felt like was a Rubik's Cube. I had like all yellow dots. And then one square dot, box. And then I went to flip that red box to get the yellow there. And then all of a sudden I got a blue, a green, and a brown or whatever color it was. And I'm like, okay, I'm like 3 steps back with this person. Like, I only wanted the yellow to be changed over here. But people are like Rubik's Cubes. They're a little more complicated, right? But does that mean that you should be afraid of trying? No, 110% not, because you have to keep going, right? Along the way, right? You'll figure it out along the way. But basically, think about this. Our brain is a very complex machine. So we base a lot of what we do off of our conditioning. So you know how we've been conditioned to think, our experiences, how our parents have raised us. So our experiences of, okay, I know not to touch the burner in the kitchen, because if I touch the burner in the kitchen, I will get burned. Some people learn that from watching their siblings get burned, and others, they have to get burned, because watching their sibling get burned and have, you know, their skin melting off their bones isn't enough. They have to physically feel the pain. Two different people, but again, experience. You are conditioned to do the things that you do by habit, the habits we do. So here's the thing I want you to realize is that you are conditioned, and if you feed your mind garbage, garbage will come out. So if you tell yourself, I don't know why this guy likes me, I don't know why these people would want to hire me, why would they want to hire you? Because your brain already believes that you're not worthy. My dogs are barking. 1 second. Sorry, that was the delivery guy. I got a little distracted. My dogs were barking, so I lost my train of thought. But I did want to say with this podcast that, you know, what you tell yourself is what you become. So if you are telling yourself things that are not real, if you're overthinking things, if you're conditioning yourself to see things a certain way, remember, like, life's experiences can shape you, but don't let those experiences make you become a bitter person. Be a better person. Be open to love. Be open to new experiences. That's something I have to work on for me with my life. I naturally want to be like Fort Knox and protect myself and my house and put up every wall. But you know, now I've been kind of challenged to be a little bit more open to new opportunities and new friendships. And so I'm trying to do that. But I also have to recognize that the things that have happened in my past, I cannot let those come into like my future. So if a friend reminds me of like an ex, I can't be like, number one, if they have like the red flags of a narcissist, like, okay, 100%, you know, be careful. But if they wear like the same brand of like shoes, or, you know what I mean? Like the small things, those are things that you can't let, you know, get in the way of things. And you have to identify those emotions. Identify your emotions, identify your triggers. If you suffer from anxiety, you have to ask yourself, what is causing me to feel this way? Because everything, like that thought, that reminder of your past, is going to trigger a physiological response. Your hands may clam up, you may have a hard time breathing, your chest may feel heavy. That is a physiological response from a thought. And then that response, your brain has to decide what it wants to do with that. And so you can talk yourself through it, be like, okay, right now I'm feeling anxious. I know I'm feeling anxious because every time I feel anxious, my chest feels weird. And I'm going to ask myself about the situation. Is this situation bad for me? You know, literally talk yourself through that emotion, and you'll be able to talk yourself off of, you know, whatever false scenario or fear you're going after. Because a lot of you are in like fight or flight mode, and you put up these protective walls. And so maybe, you know, the anxiety and depression that you struggle with, when things happen that kind of put you over the edge, talk yourself through that. Like, okay, this person just said this to me. What did they really mean? Were they really trying to hurt me? Or were they trying, you know, what that you could go down this bunny trail of it, but you can identify how you're really feeling. And then you have to ask yourself, what I want to do with it. Do I want to get upset? Do I want to be this way? And if you say, I want to handle this calmly, okay, how do I handle this calmly? Start breathing. So instead of going into like an anxiety attack, you go into nice, relaxed breathing. When you breathe, your brain gets more oxygen. You're able to think more clearly. You're able to avoid an anxiety attack. You know, anxiety for an example, it could be so many other things, but I just use that because most of the population struggles with anxiety. So anyway, guys, I wanted this podcast to be shorter. I hope that this challenges you today. Remember, go in the day. You'll learn along the way, along the way, along the way. You'll figure it out along the way. God will show you along the way. You will become the person you want to be along the way. Keep showing up as the person you want to be. You'll become that person along the way. Focus on the process. Focus on the journey, not the end result. Love you guys. Let's win the day.